Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
So, there's a lot of scuttlebutt on the internet about the idea of this. Will Trump pardon Diddy? And I figured, well, it's time we took a closer look at this dystopian, very real possibility in the world, upside down world that we're living in 2025. I recall making a joke about this.
I know you did. I remember when you did. And I laughed and went, ah, ha, ha, that ain't going to happen.
Watch Trump will pardon Diddy. Now it's an open discussion.
You were kidding. It was a joke.
So picture this. The man who built an empire. He did. Sean Combs, Diddy, Puff Daddy, Love, whatever name he's decided on. This current week, I wonder if that'll slow down at all after all this, or what the new name's going to be. Whatever name he's decided, music mogul, fashion icon, self-made legend, a brand that seemed untouchable for literally decades. But behind the yachts, the champagne, the Grammys, and the choreographed image of success, there's a story that's been festering for years. One that, once it cracked open, spilled out allegations so disturbing, you wonder how this wasn't stopped decades ago. But he wasn't stopped. Well, not completely. It all started to unravel in a way that felt almost cinematic. If the movie was a horror film dressed as a rags-to-riches story, late 2023, Cassie Ventura, once Diddy's protege and then girlfriend, steps forward, and what she lays out isn't the sanitized tabloid breakup we all assumed. It's years of coercion, control, S.A., trafficking, the kind of allegations you can feel in your gut. And here's the thing, the case doesn't even get a chance to breathe. One day after filing, it settled quietly, quickly, which for most of us watching wasn't closure. It was a signal. This got settled this fast. What else is sitting in the shadows? Turns out a lot. Because almost immediately, the dam bursts. More women and men step forward. Some minors at the time of the alleged abuse, 18 in total, making claims that they were drugged, coerced, and used. They described freak-off parties, rooms full of cameras, drugs, hired workers, and people who were allegedly there against their will. Stories of private jets and luxury hotels become crime scenes in these accounts. And the pattern is chilling. It promises fame, fortune, and opportunity swap for silence, control, and humiliation in these multiple allegations. And in March of 2024, it all goes from whispered accusation to full-blown federal spectacle. Homeland Security raids the home of Sean Diddy Combs, his mansions. What they haul out isn't a bad tabloid headline. It's tangible evidence, illegal weapons, surveillance tapes, a setup for those infamous parties complete with lighting, cameras, oils, and outfits. Investigators link some of this to people who have been coming forward for years. Civil suits pile up into the hundreds. If there's a where's the smoke, there's fire moment, this is it. Except here, it feels like the whole building's been on fire for decades and nobody wanted to call the fire department. By the time May of 25 rolled around, the courtroom is packed with voices that have been carrying the weight for years. Cassie's back, testifying for days while pregnant, raw, steady, and unflinching. She talks about the parties, the drinks that made her feel off, the violence that came wrapped in luxury. And then there's Jane, another ex-partner, telling her own version of a nightmare, a former male escort, ex-employee, kid, Cuddy, which I'd have always said it wrong, and I don't really care because outside of this, I've never heard of the guy.
Yeah, I don't have any of his stuff on my phone, but Kid Cudi is a thing.
Cudi. Okay. Is he a big deal? I don't know. I haven't listened to hip hop.
He collaborates with other people. Does I don't he? Think he's a big deal by himself. I could be wrong okay. about that. I don't it did know. Never work.
My hip hop, I've stopped around like 2005.
I know.
That's
I
what I listened
further
to.
Than you.
I listen to the old school stuff. Ever since I went to mumble rap, I'm out. Kid Cudi. Right?
Yes, Cudi.
Okay. I'm yeah. sorry, Kid Cudi. I'm sorry, Kid Cudi fans out there. All of you. I'll stop. Himself okay. takes the stand, recalling his car mysteriously blowing up after a falling out with Diddy and the threats that came before it. Piece by piece, you can see the prosecution trying to map out a network of intimidation, control, and exploitation. And July 2nd, the verdict came down. Not guilty. On sex trafficking and racketeering, the two big federal hammers, but guilty on two Mann Act counts, transporting individuals for prostitution. It's not nothing, but it's not everything either. He's facing sentencing in October. And that's when the story takes the weirdest turn yet. Because suddenly there's chatter. And it's not just from conspiracy forums. Not from just like the friend of a friend, but from inside Diddy's own camp. Now, they've said a lot of crazy things in the course of all this. Let's give them that. So more crazy things to come out. But when you start seeing interaction and it's getting traction, you're like, oh, God, this might be real. There have been conversations. This is the chatter. This is the scuttlebutt. This is what they're talking about at the water cooler at what's left of Bad Boy Records. The janitor and one of the one members of 112. Just that's all there. It's there now.
Yeah.
There have been conversations with Donald Trump's people. I don't know what that means. About a presidential pardon. Mean like his money handlers, like, oh, you want this from the president? Oh, well, that's going to cost you. His own lawyer goes on CNN saying it's his understanding outreach has happened. Others in Diddy's circle whisper the same. And just when you think that's insane, because it is, Trump himself is asked about it on Newsmax. His answer, not exactly a door slam, more like a we'll see. Sure, he grumbles about Diddy's past criticism of him, even says it makes it harder. But he doesn't flat out say no. And he's making it, of course, Donald Trump is making the man who's been accused and of all these horrible sex crimes. Somehow it's about him. It makes it harder. He said bad things. Anyway.
I'm trying to not comment. So I just want you to know that I am here and I am paying attention. You know me, I'm trying to be very respectful at this moment.
It's the absurdity of all of this. And here's the reality check. A presidential pardon would only wipe out federal convictions. That means Diddy Correct. Could skate on the Mann Act counts, but it wouldn't touch the mountain of civil lawsuits waiting for him. Wouldn't erase the accusations. It wouldn't magically make him innocent. It would just mean the highest office in the country decided, for whatever political or personal reason, to let him off the hook. So yeah, this is where we're at. A man accused of decades of abuse, intimidation, and exploitation, convicted on at least part of it, might have a back channel to the White House for a get-out-of-jail-free card from another felon. And that's not just a Diddy story.
No, it's not. And here's something that's being overlooked time and time again, and I want to point this out. Anytime someone's accused of a crime, there's a victim somewhere. And where there's smoke, there's fire.
We saw victims.
So many victims in this crime.
And
what about them?
God, well, it's insane. We've seen them paraded out. just because he was found not guilty doesn't mean those people's stories aren't true.
Correct. There just wasn't enough evidence to convict him. It is so
And he wasn't on trial for all those stories. He was on trial for something completely different. So that's the other thing that's hard to wrap your mind around. They didn't go after him for the abuse that all these people are claiming that he did at them. That's not part of the story for the most part, unless it was one of the Jane Does or the people that were testifying. There's so many stories outside of it. And just because someone gets a not guilty doesn't mean of course not everyone's lying.
Right.
He just got away with it. He got away with being a horrible, horrible human being. And certainly, if these accusations are true, crossed the line quite a bit into criminal territory. But he wasn't tried on those things, and statute of limitations has run out in most of those areas. Now, is this going to be the end of Diddy? I don't know. I mean, can't stop, won't stop. Probably not going to stop.
If anything, this probably enabled him to ratchet up what he can get away with at this point, because he's already beaten the system. And if he gets a pardon, that's absolute evidence that he is above and beyond anything that normal citizens can do. We don't have access to this top tier legal panel that he had. We don't. We're lucky if we can afford a retainer for one attorney, and that's it. This man had people.
And there's a lot more to these stories. There was a lot more that we were expecting to come out in this story. And it's not just from a juicy, we talk about true crime reporter type perspective. It's from a, wonder why we don't have those Epstein names yet perspective. And wonder why we don't have any of those Diddy names yet perspective. It was all talk of very powerful people beyond just some actors and, you know, people that have already kind of been in his circle. There was talk of a lot of big names that, you know, also obviously the Epstein, we never heard, saw that. There was talk of the same thing in the Diddy world. Were those true? Was it all blown out of proportion? And now we all have to look back going, oh, we're all crazy. None of that could possibly be true. We were all overreacting, you silly villagers. Why do you guys think any of that could be true? I mean, there's all this evidence that points to it, but that's just silly. Silly. Ghislaine's a nice lady. We should let her out, make some cookies. She'll have you over for Sunday tea. It'll be lovely. You silly people out there, why would you think all these things that you saw with your own eyes are false?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the snapshot of the world where fame, money, and political access can bend reality in ways the average person can't even imagine. It's not about whether you like Trump or not. It's about asking yourself, what message does it send if this actually happens? And honest to God, does it matter anymore? That's where I'm kind of at with this. Like, and if it does happen, is there going to be outrage? Is there going to be, because the places where we should be having outrage and people giving a damn, people don't seem to give much of a damn. So I feel like we're kind of in a free for all free fall right now. And if you were to pardon Diddy, I don't know if it makes his top 10. I really don't think it does make the top 10 most shocking moments. I don't. And that's pretty crazy. If pardoning Diddy wouldn't be in your top 10 most shocking moments. So I don't know.
It just means that successful, wealthy people can do whatever the F they want to do.
Yeah.
Is what it means. If you've got money, you have influence and you can do whatever you'd like to do. Even if it's against the law, it just doesn't really even matter.
No.
Throw some money at it. It'll go away.
And there's plenty of societies where this is just how it works. And the people just accept it because they know that's how it works. And
But you know what?
We're quickly heading there.
Haven't I'm going to be very measured about how I say this. You and I have worked in places where if enough money were thrown at something, problems go away. We've seen this. We see this in private industry all the time.
Sure.
Maybe it's just we've let things go too long and now it's just shit rolls downhill.
Yeah. I mean, we've always known things like this exist, but they used to be a little bit more behind the curtain.
Used to be. Now it's just front page. And
I don't know what's better. Honest to God, am I arguing that the curtain has been ripped away and now we're just seeing it all in broad daylight? Or am I arguing that, well, at least the curtain was up, we could kind of guess. and maybe it wasn't as dark as we thought behind those curtains. But now the curtains are down. It's like, oh, wow. And then with the curtains down, there's no reason to hide anything. So all of it just gets out there in the open and we're supposed to be like, okay, I guess that's your lifestyle, and that's cool, and that's great. Oh, you're stomping on your girlfriend's head. Well, you're going to have a comeback at Madison Square Garden?
Just another Friday night, Tony. I mean, sometimes there's not much to do.
We live in the upside down. Yeah. Where nothing matters. Nothing matters anymore. I mean, you can be whatever kind of monster you want to be, and you will find supporters. You will find supporters.
I want to live in a world where our daughters and our sons can say, this happened to me and this is wrong. And then the person who did the wrong is actually dealt with. That you can't do atrocities to other people.
Well, you're not supposed to be able to do that now. That's kind of how the rules do work right now.
Supposedly.
But we have a system that quite often works to the advantage, not of the victims, but of the perpetrator, as mm-hmm. we see so often. So that's the latest on this. I don't know that it's going to happen. It's a lot of speculation. It makes a great story. It makes a great headline. I'm going to put my money on no. And
I think it's going to get talked about and it's not going to happen.
I do think Diddy is going to get the harsh end of the stick here, though, with the judge. I think he's going to be put away for quite some time.
You think so?
I do. I think he's going to go away for several years. And I mean, what's the max? Like 8 or something is like the max or so? I don't know. I forgot. But I think he's going to push it as far as he can go. He'll probably get out earlier, but I don't think he's going to get house probation or anything like, I think he's going to, I don't think the judge has any interest in going light on this. I think he saw this as kind of a travesty as well. That's my impression anyway, from what little I know about it. I think he's going to get hit hard. Now, that's not to say that down the road, if a distraction is needed, that this wouldn't be used, where it's literally a trump card that he could pull out of his deck when something weird is happening and go, look, Diddy's free. Maybe when the negativity has calmed down a little bit and Diddy's released his first 3 new albums from behind bars. I don't know. I mean, there's ways this will play out, and it's going to be... it's going to be interesting, but there you go. And that's the rest of the story.
Good day. You don't know that reference, kids. Go look it up. It's legendary.
Good day. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. Do hit subscribe wherever you're listening or watching to this program. We do appreciate that. If you're listening, if you're watching, check us out on any podcast platform. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski and you will find us there. Okay. There you go. I'm going to go.
Cleanse your soul.
Cleanse my soul.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.